You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Parliament yesterday debated the human rights situation regarding the Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang province of China. However, Labour's insistence that they would only hold a debate if the term, quote, genocide was dropped has left many disappointed in their reluctance to address the severity of the situation. New Zealand is a signatory of the UN Genocide Convention, and parliaments in other signatories, such as the UK, US and Canada, have declared they believe China is committing genocide against the Uyghur Muslims. Uyghur Solidarity has asked Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to declare a genocide, and spokesperson Sam Vincent spoke to reporter Anika Mohi yesterday.
Now, would we maybe be able to start off by talking a bit about the United Nations Genocide Convention and New Zealand's responsibility as a signatory?
Yeah, absolutely. So New Zealand is a signatory to the Genocide Convention. The Genocide Convention provides a clear definition of genocide, basically that there is an intent to destroy a group of people and then particular acts to cause that destruction. And the signatories to the Genocide Convention have all undertaken to the international community to prevent and to punish genocide. So we have significant evidence that a genocide is occurring, and in fact there was an independent report produced in March this year by a US-based think tank, which analysed that publicly available evidence, applied the Genocide Convention to that evidence, and they concluded that a genocide is taking place. So there's absolutely a case there for it. As a state party to the Genocide Convention, we have to look at this really seriously, because if genocide is occurring, and we're saying that it is, New Zealand has an obligation to try to prevent that and to punish that if that's happening.
Now, would New Zealand's primary way of acting, like if the government were to declare that what's happening is genocide, would their primary way of acting on it be to cease trade?
It's hard to see our government doing that, and
I'm trying to ask if they were to declare genocide, like, would they have to cease trade, or would it just be a really bad look if they didn't?
I don't actually know the answer to that question. I don't think they would. I think that further action would really be necessary. In saying that, Britain, Canada, they've taken limited action. The US also and the Netherlands, those four countries have declared a genocide, or at least their parliaments have. They haven't taken significant action. They have imposed sanctions. There are moves in the US to prevent products from being imported from Xinjiang province because of forced labour there. The answer is no, basically. I don't think it requires that we stop all trade, but I think we really should be making some further measures if a genocide finding is made.
If enough signatories declare that there is, that this is a case of genocide, at what stage would would there be any stage where there would be a United Nations responsibility to do something about it? Or would it fall on the countries that have declared it?
I think the problem with the United Nations is that China is a permanent member of the UN Security Council. They can veto any measures that are made there. So basically no measures are going to come out of the UN Security Council. I think it does come down to individual countries, and individual countries like New Zealand have signed on to the Genocide Convention, and that obligation to prevent genocide, to respond to genocide, is it's incumbent on all of us. And unfortunately, the UN, as far as I'm aware, is not going to be a particularly effective vehicle, as much as efforts are being undertaken. Like, for example, the UN is trying to negotiate with China to have unfettered access to China to analyse what's happening there, and then not getting that access.
If New Zealand were to declare genocide, what next steps do you think the government should be making? What are the next steps do you think the government should be making?
I think we need to stop Uyghur forced labour from reaching our shelves, because forced labour is a really big part of the Uyghur genocide. We know that there are at least 1 million, probably many more Uyghurs who have been detained after going through concentration camps, which many of them do. They then get put into forced labour facilities. So the Chinese Communist Party is actually making a lot of money out of this genocide. And forced labour products made by Uyghurs are exported all across the world, including here. What is being proposed and discussed in Australia and the US is to have a presumption that any goods that come from Xinjiang province are made with forced labour, which would make it significantly harder for them to be exported. I think that that's what we should be looking at here as well. And I think that this kind of measure would really have some teeth. I think it would make the Chinese Communist Party pay for what they're doing. So I think that's a particularly effective measure that we could and should take. Another one is that we need to create a pathway for Uyghur refugees who have escaped China to resettle safely here. And this is something that the Uyghur community here has requested already of the government. That they're amongst the most vulnerable of diaspora groups, and they're terrified of being deported back to China where they face certain detention and other human rights abuses.
What was the government's response to the request for safe passage for the refugees?
The government hasn't responded yet. So a petition was filed to Parliament, and it was accepted by MPs Golraz Garaman and Ibrahim Omar. That petition has been forwarded to the Foreign Minister, Nai Mahuta, for comment. Well, we understand it's the Foreign Minister, it's a minister, and her comment is due, I think it's due next month, if not, it's due in June or July. We are due a response back on that.
And just touching, going back to the forced labour products, do you have any stats as to how many are on New Zealand shelves or how many are coming into the country?
I don't. Unfortunately, no, I don't have those stats. There was a report produced by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, I think last year, which identified a lot of different companies and a lot of different sectors who were obtaining goods that had been made with Uyghur forced labour. So it's in a wide range of things like clothing, like electronics, car manufacturing. I don't have the details of that, but it is certain that that those products are here.
And a substantial amount of those products are here.
I would say so, yes.
Now, what has been the sort of response from from Uyghur Solidarity Aotearoa New Zealand regarding the government's, the Labour Party preventing Parliament from debating genocide?
It's disgraceful. The motion that was initially before Parliament was for Parliament to discuss and decide on whether a genocide is occurring. The Labour Party didn't allow that discussion to happen. Their position was that if that discussion is to proceed, we're not going to use the word genocide. So they watered it down to asking MPs to confirm whether possible human rights abuses are occurring in East Turkestan. That's weaker than the government's own language, on the situation. They've talked about severe human rights abuses taking place. So it's farcical, and the fact that the Labor Party is preventing our Parliament from having a discussion on whether genocide is occurring when there is significant evidence to suggest that it is, it suggests that money and export earnings are more important to the Labor Party than human life. And it also suggests that they've abdicated themselves of responsibility to human rights and to international law. Like I said, it's disgraceful.
And do you think this shows that the government is not abiding by its responsibility as a signatory of the UN Genocide Convention?
Yes, I would say that. So it's, at the very least, it's totally contrary to the spirit of the Genocide Convention. I'd say that much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.